USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, President Trump on Twitter praising those in Texas who took down the shooter in the church. He tweets, "Our prayers are with the families of the victims and the congregation of Sunday's church attack. It was over in 6 seconds, thanks to the brave parishioners who acted to protect 242 fellow worshipers. Lives were saved by these heroes, and Texas laws allowing them to carry arms." Explanation point. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens in Texas.
Tragically, two people died when the gunman opened fire inside the West Freeway Church of Christ.
A couple of members of the church returned fire, striking the suspect who died at the scene.
The Texas State Legislature passed a law in September that allows individuals to carry weapons in the houses of worship unless the church outlaws it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is continued outrage in New York over the 13th anti-Semitic attack in the past 3 weeks, the stabbing of 5 people at the hands of an anti-Semite who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York.
Following the horrific machete attack in New York that injured 5 people celebrating Hanukkah, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken says that the attack was a symptom of a much larger concern that's going on in New York regarding anti-Semitism. Hyken was also not happy with some of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's comments.
He's more interested in the politics than he is in terms of dealing with the hate. No American, no New Yorker should be afraid to walk the streets. No parent should be afraid to let their kids out in the street. This is America.
Hyken speaking there on Fox News. Grafton Thomas is facing federal hate crime charges for allegedly committing the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, "I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now." Former President Obama on Twitter saying, "Praying for you, my friend." As we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on an absolute roll. But profit takers moving in at the end of the year, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462, the Nasdaq off 60, the S&P 500 down almost 19 points. And as the clock ticks down to 2020, many people busy making New Year's resolutions. I spoke with a bunch of folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia.
Better spending habits.
Are the credit cards smoking?
Oh, I paid them off. Going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Give me one resolution for 2020.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
Eat more veggies.
No.
You don't want to push it.
No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.